I personally have been working with the since Cochin people since they approached me when I was the MLA for New Westminster back in 2007, and they asked for help in finding their missing chiefs. And since that, I've continued that relationship with Chief Joe Alphonse and with the other five chiefs and their communities. And some of the things that we've done is we donated a fire truck 2 years ago. It was almost 2 years ago to the day that it was used in action and putting out grass fires around the Platinko Anaham Reserve. And we've also donated two police cars that are now one's a ranger program for the Honey-Gatin, and the other one is a security vehicle for the Platinko community. We've offered to embark in a sister city or a friendship city relationship. As an independent nation, it meets all the terms of our friendship and sisters city regulations and bylaws. And we thought, what a unique opportunity to, rather than going overseas or to another country, that we actually recognize an indigenous community and offer up the same type of a relationship to them. I think one of the most profound messages today is that even though reconciliation has gotten to the degree where the Supreme Court has awarded a significant land claim to the Honey-Gatin First Nation, we haven't strayed far from 154 years ago. We now have the courts again engaged in the Honey-Gatin, the Siasco Mines, and so I'm very concerned that after 154 years of them fighting against colonizers coming into their country, they're still fighting to preserve land that has been awarded to them by the Supreme Court of Canada.